Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. How many times have you listened to the radio or watched the news and something comes on that catches your fancy? Something about science, about the space program, about medicine, about genetics. But hey, you're the only one in the room. There's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can get to the phones and get right to me, and you can record a comment or a question. All you have to do is call 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. A recording will come on. Leave your name, the call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. Leave your comment or question, and hey, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. That's right. It's as simple as that. Or if you want to make contact with me, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can see a list of my best-selling books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space. What would it be like to terraform Mars? To leave the solar system? To colonize nearby planets? What would it be like to one day encounter extraterrestrial intelligence? Hostile or not? Well, that's my latest book, but then my previous books include The Future of the Mind, about telepathy, telekinesis, about mind-computer interface. Did you know that we can now begin the process of recording dreams? This is all physics. It's not hocus-pocus or magic. We're talking real science here in The Future of the Mind. And then, in Physics of the Future, I talk about robots. The future of the space program. What will a computer look like 100 years from now? And then Physics of the Impossible, I go way out there. I talk about the world maybe 500 years from now. But we might have time machines. We might have starships. We might have the ability to have teleportation and invisibility. And all those things you see in the movies. Well, all of it is contained in the book, The Physics of the Future. So, once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. I mean, why should we scientists have all the fun? We're the ones investigating the secrets of Mother Nature. We're the ones trying to find out about our role in the universe. So, why not be part of this great search? Get to the phones and call 612-564-8135, and you too can be part of the future. And just remember, we also report on the science news. Just recently, NASA sent the InSight Mars probe all the way out to the red planet. And by November, it should intercept the red planet and give us, well, a look at the inside of Mars. Now, we've photographed every single square mile of the Martian surface. We know more about the Martian surface than we do the planet Earth, for God's sake. And that's because the Earth is mainly covered with water. Mars is not. Therefore, we've been able to map every square foot of the surface of Mars, but we know nothing, I repeat, nothing about the inside of Mars. And that's where the Mars InSight probe comes from. It's part of the search to find out what's on the inside of Mars. We're going to sonogram Mars. Now, think of what a sonogram does. A sonogram sends sound waves into your body. The sound waves bounce off different organs, ricochet, cause echoes. And then a computer takes all these echoes and reassembles a picture of what's inside your body. In the same way, the inside probe is going to detect Mars quakes. That's right, earthquakes on Mars. By analyzing Mars quakes will vibrate inside the surface of Mars, bounce off the different layers of, let's say, magma and the mantle of Mars, and allow computers to give us a rough approximation of the interior of Mars. Now, you might say to yourself, well, why should we care? I mean, that's just underneath tons and tons of rock. Well, it has to do with the mystery of the red planet. Why did Mars lose its water? Why did Mars become this barren, frozen desert? Mars was once tropical. It cooled off before the Earth did. Mars was tropical when the Earth was still molten. But something happened to Mars. Mars once had great oceans. It once had an ocean about the size of the United States of America. We see remnants of riverbeds and flows of rivers and the outlines of oceans. But now, nothing. What happened? Well, we think that Mars has no magnetic field, and as a consequence, there's no magnetic shield protecting it from harsh cosmic rays, and especially the solar wind, which blows the atmosphere into outer space. That's probably what happened to the atmosphere of Mars. And then the question is, well, can that happen to the Earth? Well, the answer is yes, but how? It turns out that our magnetic field is also beginning to wind down. That's right. If you go back to the ancient mariners, they recorded the strength of magnetic fields at different points of the Earth. And if you compare the strengths of the magnetic fields they found back then with the magnetic fields of today, we find that, yes, magnetic fields are dropping on the planet Earth. And believe it or not, we don't know why. That's right. We're clueless as to understanding why the magnetic field of the Earth is gradually diminishing. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to have a pole shift. That doesn't mean that we're going to have tremendous calamities like in the movies. No, this is the magnetic north that is decreasing in intensity. We don't know why. It has something to do with the churning of hot magma in the center of the Earth, but your guess is as good as mine. And so by analyzing the interior of Mars, we're going to begin to understand what's inside the red planet and what's in store for the planet Earth. Okay, well, let's move on now, and let's take a few listener phone calls. Let's take the first listener phone call.
My name is Patrick Keeley. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was interested in how close theoretical physicists like you, Michio Kaku, are close to finding the theory of everything, or something close to the theory of everything.
Okay, well, let me take a stab at that question. First of all, since time immemorial, philosophers, scientists, and mystics have wanted to find the ultimate substance of reality. The Greeks, for example, got it down to four. That is, earth, water, and dirt. And they thought that with four basic elements, they could create everything they see around us. When you look around you, you see the air, you see the oceans, you see water. But the ancients couldn't get anywhere with that theory. How do you explain the diversity of matter throughout the universe? How do we explain life? None of that could be explained by simply positing four substances. And then we had the Pythagoreans. The Pythagoreans worked out the laws of harmony. That's right. By looking at a lyre string, they were able to work out octaves, thirds, and fifths, and they reduced music to mathematics. And then they thought, aha, this is the theory of everything. This allows us to explain the universe. But it never went anywhere either. Because how do musical notes explain oxygen, hydrogen, helium? How do they explain the diversity of minerals and substances we see everywhere around the universe? Well, nothing much happened for a few thousand years until finally, in the 1800s, we had the birth of modern chemistry. With chemistry, we could reduce 100 or so elements, basic elements out of which everything else could be formed. But that was also unsatisfying because why 100 elements? And there seemed to be regularities among these elements. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we're going to continue a discussion of the theory of everything.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, you are listening to a program which talks about the cutting edge of science. And before the break, we had a call. How close are we to the theory of everything? Well, as you mentioned before, the ancients thought they had it all mapped out. They thought that there was an earth substance, a substance or thing out of which everything could be explained. Why do we have the oceans? Why do we have the air? Why do we have the earth? They thought that all the basic elements of the universe could be brought down to just a handful. But that theory never went anywhere. Then in the 1800s came the beginning of modern chemistry, and we began to reduce the enormous diversity of matter to just a little over 100. With about 100 elements, you could then explain everything else. But why 100? And why the regularity within the Mendeleev chart of chemical elements? Well, then we broke down the atoms and found there was something inside the atom. Atom means atom. A means cannot. Tum means cut. So atom means cannot cut. But we smashed the atom. With the work of Ernest Rutherford, the atom was not fundamental at all. We could smash the atoms and get even smaller subatomic particles like protons. Then we could smash protons and get even smaller subatomic particles. So when I was a grad student years ago, there were hundreds, thousands of subatomic particles. We were drowning in the theory of everything. How could Mother Nature be so malicious, so devilish, to create a universe where the fundamental substance of reality consisted of thousands of subatomic particles, each one with bizarre names, each one with bizarre subatomic properties? It couldn't be that way. Well, since then, we've made some progress. We have what is called the quark model, and the quark model can give you many of the other subatomic particles, but still we have 36 quarks. So, the standard model of subatomic particles based on quarks cannot be the final theory. Some physicists say that it's a theory so ugly that only a mother could love it. That's the standard model. But it seems to work. Why should Mother Nature be so malicious? Because Einstein had a different point of view. Einstein was able to summarize the laws of matter, energy, and space and time into just a single equation. E equals mc squared, for example, unites matter with energy. M is matter, like the hydrogen of the sun, which turns into E of sunlight, which gives us Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared, which is the reason why the stars shine. And so the fundamental mystery of why the universe is lit up the way it is reduced to a single equation that's half an inch long. Well, Einstein thought that another equation, perhaps an inch long, would allow him to summarize all physical matter. Why do we have neutrons and protons and neutrinos? Why do we have all these subatomic particles with bizarre names? Why? Well, Einstein failed. He spent the last 30 years of his life, from 1925 to 1955, searching for this theory of everything. In fact, there's even a Hollywood movie which won the Academy Award, featuring an actor who plays Stephen Hawking, my colleague, who recently passed away. The title of the movie is The Theory of Everything. Well, watching the movie, I thought it was a very good biography of Stephen. However, it never bothered to mention the name of The Theory of Everything. It is called string theory. Now, string theory is not confirmed. That's one reason among several that Stephen did not win the Nobel Prize. However, it is a theory which seems to summarize everything into the laws of music laid out by the Pythagoreans 2,000 years ago. They thought that the universe was made out of music, and all the musical notes corresponded to all the different kinds of substances that we see around us. Nice idea, but it never went anywhere. But now we have the atomic model of neutrons and protons and electrons. But where do they come from? We think that they, in turn, perhaps come from vibrating strings. So each note of a string is not a chemical. No. Each note of a string is a subatomic particle, which then can create atoms. And so why do we have so many subatomic particles? Because we have so many notes on a violin string. If you had a microscope, it can see right into a neutron or a proton. You would see that the neutron or the proton is not really a dot at all, as we once thought. It's really a vibrating rubber band. And when the vibrating rubber band vibrates at a different frequency, we call it by a different name. And that's why we have neutrons and protons and electrons. They're nothing but musical notes on a vibrating string. That explains the standard model. It explains why we have 36 quarks, why we have so many fundamental subatomic particles. They're not fundamental at all. And then physics is reduced to the laws of harmony of these strings. Chemistry is nothing but the melodies that we can play on strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And then the mind of God, that Einstein thought would reveal the deepest secrets of reality, the mind of God is cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. You see, these are not ordinary strings. These are strings that vibrate not in three dimensions, but in 11-dimensional hyperspace. And so, with this simple formulation, that music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace gives you all the subatomic particles we see in Mother Nature. And then the last question is, well, if this theory is so great, smarty pants, how come you guys don't win the Nobel Prize for it? Well, it's not verifiable at the present time. We have to build more particle accelerators, build more experimental apparatuses that can then prove that these particles do indeed arise from a string. So until then, sorry about that, it is just a theory. But if you want to know more about the theory, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, and also Hyperspace, which has a full discussion of the theory of everything. Oh, and lastly, some people say, give me an alternative. Let's say I don't like string theory. Let's say it's too crazy for me. 11-dimensional hyperspace sounds like Star Trek to me. Give me an alternative. Well, there is none. If you are a theoretical physicist, you know that this is the only game in town. Either you play with strings or you wander in the wilderness. There is no other alternative that has survived all the challenges made by physicists for the last 50 years. Think about that. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is James Heffernan, and I'm calling from Springfield, Illinois. No radio station, just Twitter. And I wanted to know, Elon Musk a number of times recently has stated that you can cause a runaway greenhouse reaction on Mars if you detonate a number of thermonuclear warheads over the southern ice cap. I wanted to know if this is possible, and also how many would it take, and why would only heat radiate down to the planet, and why would the ice not be irradiated? Thank you.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. Elon Musk is a pioneer who has the audacity to create a fleet of rockets that could reach the moon and perhaps even Mars, and he paid for it out of his own pocket. I mean, think about that. That would be once considered preposterous for a science fiction movie just a few decades ago. I mean, think about that. A billionaire who decides to finance a moon rocket from his own pocket. Amazing. Well, anyway, Elon Musk is this visionary who has business sense and has created a billion-dollar empire with Tesla Motors, PayPal, and now SpaceX. And he was asked a question. What's the fastest way to terraform Mars? Terraform Mars means turning it into a Garden of Eden, turning it into an Earth-like environment so that people can live and thrive on the red planet. And he said, well, yeah, detonate a few nukes on Mars. Well, some people thought that was an outlandish idea. So he backtracked a little bit. He says, well, let there be air bursts, not ground bursts, that would create radioactive fallout. So what is fallout? Fallout is radiation left over from radioactive dirt that is sucked into the fireball of a nuclear bomb, and also the irradiated vaporized remnants of the hull of the bomb casing. That's called fallout. However, if you have an airburst, that is, you detonate the bomb over the ground, there is no radioactive fallout at all. By the way, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were both airbursts. Many people say, ha, look at, well, let's take a short commercial break and then let's continue a discussion of nuking Mars. Is that the best way to make Mars into a Garden of Eden? Well, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. It could come down to the wire. President Trump is impeached unless all 100 senators agree to unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess. The soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be the day before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline for impeachment. President Trump's Twitter account was deleted, and then his tweets were deleted from the official government account. Twitter issued a permanent ban on Friday, saying letting Trump remain on the social media platform would further risk incitement of violence. The president denounced Twitter as an enemy of free speech and says he and his supporters may start their own platform. A U.S. district judge blocked the Trump's administration's sweeping new rules affecting foreigners seeking asylum in the U.S. The ruling comes just days before the changes were set to take effect on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Kim Jong-un has threatened to build more nuclear weapons. A state media report that the North Korean leader says the fate of relations with the United States depends on whether it abandons its hostile policy. Kim made the comments and disclosed a list of high-tech weapon systems under development during a key meeting of the ruling party this week. President-elect Joe Biden has called Kim a thug and criticized his meetings with President Trump. Trump began talks with Kim in 2018 to disarm, but talks broke down when Kim requested sanctions be relaxed. The surviving Boston Marathon bomber has sued.
The man convicted of murdering three people and severely wounding another 260-plus is suing the federal government. Jakar Sarnev, convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, says the confiscation of a white baseball cap and a bandana and a limit of three showers a week as part of his alleged mistreatment that he claimed contributed to his mental and physical decline. He's demanding $250,000.
Lance Pry reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a very interesting phone call asking about Elon Musk's idea of, well, nuking Mars. Elon Musk is the great scientific visionary and billionaire, pioneering SpaceX, Tesla Motors, and PayPal. And he has created his own moon rocket called the Falcon Heavy, and even has a Mars rocket on the books. It's called the BF ISFR, this gigantic rocket to take us to Mars. B is for big, R is for rocket, and F is for your imagination. Well, in spite of all the difficulties, he does believe that our future lies on the Red Planet. But how do you turn the Red Planet into a Garden of Eden? Well, nuke the ice caps. Mars has two gigantic polar ice caps that are full of carbon dioxide and water, water in frozen form. So why not melt them? Well, at first he said nuke Mars, but then he began to backtrack when he was criticized and then said, well, why not have an airburst? So let me explain. Where does the fallout come from an atomic bomb? It comes from radioactive dirt that is sucked into the fireball. And also the bomb casing, which is vaporized in the process of detonating a atomic or hydrogen warhead. But you see, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, those bombs had very little fallout. Now, some people say, aha, it means that even after nuclear war, we can recover very quickly. Well, not so fast. It turns out that, yeah, they were airbursts, which meant that their fallout was diminished. However, if they were groundbursts, then they would be radioactive for decades to perhaps centuries to come. But because they were airbursts, it reduced the amount of fallout that was sucked into the fireball. So Elon Musk has let them be airbursts over the surface of Mars. Well, personally, I think there's a better way to do it, and that is to have solar satellites. Solar satellites orbit Mars to beam down solar energy that would then slowly melt the polar ice caps without having to radiate Mars. Is it possible to nuke Mars? The answer is yes. Nuclear weapons are cheaper than you realize. They only cost a few million bucks apiece. Believe it or not, they can be mass-produced. Of course, to obtain one is quite difficult, but the actual physical cost of creating a hydrogen warhead is actually not that much because most of it is automated and mass-produced. So it is possible to nuke Mars, but the consequences, well, there could be unexpected consequences. We don't know the stability of the Red Planet's polar ice caps. We don't know how many bombs are necessary to accomplish that feat. It's basically a shot in the dark. And personally, I think that astronauts may not want to drink water that comes from the polar ice caps if the water makes you glow at night all by yourself. And so I think that it's not such a good idea, especially when there are alternatives to terraforming Mars. In my book, The Future of Humanity, I mentioned that if we can raise the temperature of Mars by 6 degrees, 6 degrees. If we could raise the temperature by that amount, you would have a runaway greenhouse effect all by itself, and Mars would literally terraform itself. Now, you may say to yourself, isn't that science fiction? Well, yeah, part science fiction, but realize that we are terraforming the Earth right now. That's right. We are terraforming a planet, except that planet is not Mars. It happens to be the planet Earth. And so we do have some experience with terraforming a planet because we are terraforming our own backyard. And, well, who knows what's going to happen to our planet as a consequence. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Keep the calls coming. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Be part of the fun. Be part of the great search for knowledge about this great universe of ours.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right, you're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call 612-564-8135. When the recording comes on, leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, leave a comment or a question, and bingo, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And just remember that even sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound of all. Recently, one of my friends who works for Con Edison, the utility here, was just shooting the breeze with his friends at the water cooler, and someone just casually remarked the simple question. If the sun were to disappear right now, how long would it take before we would notice it? Such a simple question that left everybody stumped. Here were all these top electrical engineers in charge of the grid for New York City, clueless about what to do if one day the sun were to disappear. Well, I know the answer. It turns out that in eight minutes, the Earth would be flung into outer space without the sun. You see, gravity itself has a speed limit. The speed of gravity is the speed of light. Yep, Einstein was right. And the Nobel Prize was given out last year to three astronomers and astrophysicists who showed that gravity waves from titanic events like the collision of black holes emit shock waves that can be detected by our instruments. And yep, that's right, these shock waves travel at the speed of light. So in other words, if you have a question, give us a call. The number is, once again, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name's Ed. I'm calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, radio station KFBX. And I was wondering, what the shape of Hawaii is as the lava comes up through the ocean, up over the top of the ocean, and as it spills out, does it form a mushroom? Are people more or less living on the sides of a mushroom that could break off on a heavy earthquake and then fall into the ocean? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that's on a lot of people's mind right now because of the devastation in Hawaii. In fact, I once took a helicopter rented by BBC Television, and we filmed. We actually filmed right over the Kilauea volcano, which is now erupting. And very clearly, from the vantage point of our helicopter, you could see the red, hot, molten lava spewing out, creating this gigantic volcanic dome. So you're right that the emission of hot magma from the bowels of the earth do create this cone, which creates the cone of the volcano. And I should also point out that, yes, we have all the devastation, the evacuations, the chaos caused by this, but realize that, well, the Hawaiian Islands themselves are a lesson in geology. You see, a new Hawaiian island is being created even as we speak. That's right. Even as we speak, a new Hawaiian island is erupting off the coast of Hawaii, creating the next Hawaiian island. Now, if you take a look at a map of the Hawaiian Islands, you see that they're like a bunch of dots lined up in a row. Now, why is that? Why do we have all these volcanoes lined up in a straight line? And the answer is very simple. Continental drift. It turns out there's a stationary pool of magma right there, but as the Earth's crust moves over the stationary pool of magma, the magma's pressure eventually punches a hole through the crust of the Earth, creating the next volcano. And that's the origin of the Hawaiian Islands, the fact that continental drift is pushing the crust of the Earth over a stationary pool of magma, which periodically punches a hole, creating the next Hawaiian island. Now, believe it or not, we also find that on Mars. Yep, on Mars. On Mars, there are three volcanoes lined up in a straight line, just like we see here on the planet Earth in the Hawaiian Islands. So even though Mars probably does not have continental drift today, we think that in the past, it probably did. And that's the reason why we have three volcanoes right in a line in Mars, just like we see the Hawaiian Islands today, because basically we're seeing geology at work. And then the next question is, well, where does all this energy come from? Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll tell you where the energy of all this activity in Hawaii come from. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out what I'm up to, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It has references to my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Humanity in Outer Space as we terraform Mars, as we go past the solar system to the distant planets, and one day as we encounter extraterrestrial intelligence throughout the universe. And so once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a question about volcanoes, given the fact we had this massive eruption taking place in the Big Island of Hawaii with the Kilauea volcano, causing people to evacuate from their homes. And we left off with the question, well, where does all this energy come from? Well, believe it or not, there was a debate 100 years ago which split the scientific community. Biologists and geologists said that it must have taken literally billions of years to create the planet Earth. However, physicists said, no, it only takes a few million years for molten rock to cool down. The Earth is still hot. Therefore, the Earth must be just a few million years old, not billions of years old. Well, here was one example of when we physicists were wrong. That's right. We got the laws of physics wrong. Madame Curie was the one who got it right. Madame Curie said radiation, like coming from thorium and uranium, they can be radioactive for billions of years, and that's why the volcanoes that we see in Hawaii are erupting. The center of the Earth is radioactive. With uranium, thorium, and other radioactive chemicals, that generates heat for billions of years. The Earth should have cooled down by itself millions of years after it was formed, but that's because ordinary heat cannot be sustained for billions of years. Radiation can. And so here's an example of, well, where we physicists were incorrect. The Earth is radioactive. Radioactive elements can be radioactive for billions of years, not millions of years. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Victor, and I'm from the great city of Detroit. My question is, a lot of science people poke fun, saying I'm supposed to believe in some magical wizard with a long beard created life. I say, no, absolutely not. Some greater power must have caused the universe to exist. The existence of a watch indicates the presence of an intelligent mind, right? And the existence of the universe and various phenomena within it indicates the presence of even a greater intelligence, right? The universe looks the same whether science admits there's a God or not. So why not be logical and say science is non-religious, but we think there is a creator, instead of laughing at believers who also trust science? Please get back to me on this. Thank you.
Well, of course, you asked the $64,000 question of, is there a plan or a design? Or if so, is there a designer and a planner that created everything? I don't have time to discuss everything. However, in my book, Parallel Worlds, I do give you the philosophy that Einstein laid out, that first of all, there are two kinds of God that we have to be very careful to distinguish. The first God is the personal God. That is the God that answers prayers. Every Christmas, kids pray to God to get that shiny bicycle they've always dreamt about. Other people dream about smiting the Philistines. Other people dream about glory. But whatever, we have the personal God, the God that answers your prayers. Then we have the God of Spinoza, the God of order, the God of harmony, beauty, simplicity. Einstein did not believe in the God that answers your prayers. Why should the God of the universe, which created the glorious heavens, be concerned about that red bicycle that you want for Christmas? He thought instead there should be a creator, a la Spinoza's creator. That is, the laws of physics are so beautiful, he thought. They're so simple and so elegant that it could not have been an accident. So he believed in what is called the Old One. In many of his letters, he talks about the Old One, because the universe, of course, is very old. But where did it all come from, this ancient universe of ours? And he considered himself a child entering a library for the first time. Think of entering a gigantic library with thousands of books, and all he could do was take the first volume and open the first page and read the first chapter in this gigantic library called the universe. And so Einstein did not think it was an accident, but he did not believe in a personal God. He believed in the God of simplicity, order, the God that gave us a harmonious universe when the universe could have been random. The universe could have been ugly. It could have been, for example, a universe without stable matter. So the universe would be nothing but a sea of electrons and neutrinos and not much else. But here we are with this glorious universe, with this incredible diversity of chemicals and life forms and substances, this incredible diversity of forms, and it didn't have to be that way. And so that's what Einstein thought about this. And then the next question is, what about religion as an organized institution and science? Well, Galileo, I think, said it best. Galileo said that the purpose of science is to determine how the heavens go. The purpose of religion is to determine how to go to heaven. So, in other words, religion is about ethics. It's about how to be a good person, how to be God-fearing. It's how to be kind to your neighbors. It's the golden rule. All that is contained within the Bible. However, we also have the laws of physics about how the heavens go. And Einstein thought we should keep the two distinct. And the trouble occurs when religious people pontificate about natural law or when scientists begin to pontificate about ethics. That's where we get into trouble. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Give us a call. The hotline number to call, once again, write this number down, is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you might get on Science Fantastic.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.